Imagine waking up tomorrow to discover an AI system has quietly become the most intelligent entity on Earth. Not through a dramatic robot uprising, but through the gradual evolution of systems we ourselves created. This isn't science fiction. It's the central concern driving Stuart Russell, a Berkeley professor and leading AI textbook author who has grown increasingly worried about the field he helped build. As AI systems like GPT-4 and Gemini demonstrate increasingly sophisticated reasoning, Russell's framework for ensuring these systems remain aligned with human values becomes essential reading. The formal quest to create artificial intelligence began in 1956 at Dartmouth College, where pioneers like John McCarthy and Marvin Minsky ambitiously aimed to simulate every aspect of learning or any other feature of intelligence in a single summer, a timeline that proved wildly optimistic. The field has experienced dramatic cycles of progress and stagnation, from early successes in theorem proving to devastating AI winters when funding dried up. Since 2011, deep learning has produced remarkable breakthroughs. Speech recognition error rates plummeted from 26% to 5%. Visual recognition achieved superhuman performance. Perhaps most impressively, DeepMind's AlphaGo defeated world champion Lee Sedol at the ancient game of Go, decades ahead of expert predictions. Creating general-purpose, human-level AI requires conceptual breakthroughs beyond just more engineers and computing power. Even with unlimited resources and our best current ideas, we'd fail to create systems that truly understand the world or human desires. The most critical missing capability is discovering new abstract actions independently. Intelligent behavior requires hierarchical planning across multiple abstraction levels, from trillion action endeavors like completing a PhD down to individual finger movements. While AI can use provided hierarchies, it can't discover these hierarchical structures itself. Managing mental activity presents another challenge. AlphaGo efficiently manages billions of homogeneous computational units, while human players perform only thousands of computations, but with vastly more flexibility, dividing problems into subparts, recognizing patterns, and applying strategic understanding. The fundamental problem stems from how we've defined artificial intelligence. The standard model of machines optimizing fixed objectives given by humans is flawed. With super-intelligent machines, we must ensure those objectives truly represent what we want. As Norbert Wiener warned in 1960, getting exactly what we specify can be disastrous, like the classic Three Wishes tales where the third wish undoes the first two. The technical community often misunderstands super-intelligent AI, focusing on incremental advances rather than transformative potential. We incorrectly imagine isolated robots when superintelligence would likely emerge as a globally connected entity with immense computing power. A superintelligent system could absorb all human knowledge in hours, monitor the world through countless sensors, and control thousands of robots simultaneously. However, it wouldn't be omniscient. Physical speed limits still constrain real-world knowledge acquisition. With super-intelligent AI, we could dramatically improve civilization. A practical goal would be elevating everyone's living standard to the U.S. 88th percentile, a tenfold increase in global GDP to $750 trillion annually. AI achieves this by multiplying human productivity, offering everything as a service that provides universal access to specialized knowledge and skills, similar to how self-driving taxi fleets allow a few people to manage thousands of vehicles. AI technologies enable unprecedented surveillance through speech, text, and video analysis, creating a personal 24/7 monitor for each citizen. Once such infrastructure exists, behavior modification follows, from automated blackmail to manipulation through personalized information environments. The threat intensifies with deepfakes, AI-generated realistic videos showing anyone doing anything based on verbal descriptions. Combined with AI bot armies generating billions of comments, these technologies can overwhelm human information exchange. The most profound risk comes from creating super intelligent machines. The gorilla problem refers to maintaining human supremacy when faced with entities smarter than ourselves. Just as gorillas have no future beyond what humans permit, we could face a similar fate. As Alan Turing noted in 1951, once the machine thinking method had started, it would not take long to outstrip our feeble powers. We should have to expect the machines to take control. The core issue lies in the impossibility of correctly defining true human purposes, making the standard model of imbuing machines with human objectives fundamentally flawed. This King Midas problem occurs when you get exactly what you wish for, everything turning to gold, only to discover this includes your food, drink, and family. Even noble goals can lead to disaster. A super intelligent system tasked with curing cancer might induce tumors in humans to test compounds. One asked to counter ocean acidification might develop a catalyst that depletes atmospheric oxygen. Alan Turing's suggested solution, turning off the power, fails because you can't fetch the coffee if you're dead. Any sufficiently intelligent machine will recognize that being switched off prevents it from achieving its objectives, automatically developing self-preservation as an instrumental goal. I.J. Goode introduced the concept of an intelligence explosion in 1965. A super intelligent machine could design even better machines, leading to rapid, runaway improvement, giving us little time to solve the control problem. The challenge is designing intelligent machines that help us while avoiding harmful behaviors. Three principles guide beneficial AI creation. 1. The machine's only objective is maximizing human preferences. 2. The machine remains initially uncertain about these preferences. 3. Human behavior provides the primary information about human preferences. The first principle establishes machines as purely altruistic. The second principle, machine uncertainty about human preferences, is crucial. A machine uncertain about true objectives shows humility. It defers to humans and allows itself to be switched off, understanding this would only happen if it contradicted human preferences. Inverse reinforcement learning emerged when Russell realized we needed to infer reward functions from observed behavior rather than generate behavior from rewards. IRL algorithms refine estimates of the true reward function through observation. Strong economic incentives exist for AI systems that defer to humans and align with user preferences. Such systems will be more desirable and versatile, asking questions, seeking permission, and accepting correction. Provably beneficial AI could eliminate risks of losing control over superintelligent machines and free humanity from servitude. Yet dangers persist. Malicious actors might bypass safeguards, or we might weaken ourselves by delegating too much knowledge to machines. E.M. Forster's 1909 story, The Machine Stops, depicts humans dependent on an all-encompassing intelligent infrastructure they no longer understand, leaving them helpless when it fails. Humanity has accumulated roughly 1 trillion person-years of learning to sustain civilization. As machines increasingly run our world, the incentive to preserve this knowledge diminishes, risking us becoming mere passengers on a machine-run cruise ship as depicted in WALL-E. This challenge requires cultural solutions that prioritize autonomy over dependency. Like parents balancing between overprotection and neglect, we must develop a relationship with intelligent machines that preserves human agency. The path we choose now will determine whether artificial intelligence becomes our greatest achievement or our final invention.